Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Velvet reporting live from Planet Earth, and I'm a little late today because we had some spiritual 911s. They were Kundalini emergencies, and I decided that they call me Dr. Kundalini. Not really. No, I'm not a doctor. I am just a reflexologist. But anyway, we have a Kundalini emergency in here already today. Would you like to describe what's going on? First, tell me your name and tell me what is happening with you that that we need to be aware of.
Well, my name is Renee, and I came into the shock today because I was having what we've determined is a Kundalini emergency, although it seems to feel much better now that I've been working with Velvet. I was like having vertigo, and we were talking about and not being able to think straight, and talk about today being Friday, not 13th.
It's they call it Good Friday. What was so damn good about it? Some guy had put up on a cross. Oh, but you know what? He got his pericardium blown wide open, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, because that's what we're talking about here in the Kundalini emergency
that's
going on. What did you determine it was?
Well, so I asked her, I said, do you know it's Good Friday, right? And so in Chinese medicine, the pericardium meridian starts right to the right of the nipple or to the left of the nipple on each side. Then it goes down the very center of the wrist, down the center of the arm and out the middle finger that we flip people off with. That's your pericardium, guys.
What is the pericardium?
The pericardium is called the heart protector. It's also called circulation sac. And when it is functioning properly, it spins around the heart, allows the heart to be open and vulnerable, yet protected at the same time. When we are having a Kundalini emergency, the pericardium needs to adjust the spin so that the heart can unlock the energy that's rising, and then the pericardium spins it out through the meridian system, either through our hands, through the words, through our perineum, out. So we aren't trying to hold it in our heart anymore or in our body. That energy, as it rises, is here to be utilized.
And it's about the energy of the heart.
Yeah.
And the heart energy is about love and relationship and connection and all of these kinds of things.
Right.
And I said that I was feeling like I couldn't get connected. I'm using past tense now because I feel significantly different. And what Velvet did to me was held right in the center above my wrist.
There's two bones that come together right there.
These two bones come together. And she held right in the middle of those bones on the front side and the back side of the bone. And it really, like I felt the energy draining. It wasn't even draining. It just like
moved it.
It moved it. And we talked about grounding through my heels, right? And I could feel the energy moving down through my legs. So what that sense of this Kundalini building up in my system was like a balloon that's right at the end of its expansion before it's going to pop. Didn't you use popping in your...
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't make sense of... it felt like I was going to pop. And that was necessary. It's needed and necessary, but it's also really scary because, like, dude, I might die.
Right.
And I've been freaking out because I'm like, am I having a stroke? Like, my vision is wonky and my, you know, just there's just a lot of things that are changing in my system and I can feel those things changing. And I really do agree. I feel it is this heart thing, heart connection.
Right.
Pericardium.
Right.
And I think then we associate it and go, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack.
Because it feels like it when the heart is constricted and can't open and can't feel whatever that energy is rising to be opened and unleashed, the heart clamps back down because it can't open. And that can literally, physically cause a heart attack.
Yep. And so that would be my insecure. And don't they say like anxiety attacks? Panic attacks.
Yeah.
People often think that they're having
a real
heart attack.
Right.
Maybe it's just having something to do with the...
It's totally related to pericardium because in Chinese medicine, the bladder and the kidney, so the energy of the water precedes the pericardium. So the energy moves through the Chinese clock every 2 hours. So it goes from the small intestine to the heart. Then it goes from the heart, from the heart to the small intestine. Then it goes from the small intestine to the bladder. It went from fire to water. Then it goes through the kidney. And then the kidney energy runs up from the earth, up the very center, kind of mirroring the energy of the bladder along the spine to right up by your, clavicle?
Yep.
And then it jumps to the pericardium. So if you have fear or anxiety, that energy is not going to move through the pericardium. And so today I keep thinking, okay, we've got this whole Jesus story wrong. Okay, I think we've misinterpreted it, right? So I'm going, okay, are we going to crucify this guy on the cross, or are we going to look at the symbolism of what that whole story is about, okay? He was on the cross of matter. He was in physical form. I made that up perfectly. But so then what they did is they put nails
right through the center of the
hair. Right through the same point that I – so that's what brought me –
And do you have that?
I have a tattoo,
right,
yeah.
There. That's really interesting.
So I have – so when I grabbed Renee earlier, I was going, this is where
–
this is where they put – in some of the pictures, this is where they put the nail.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there's also a picture of the nail right there, okay? And that's I'm on her palm, and you're literally on pericardium 8. And that point is, I think, you see those pictures of Jesus or any healer, all of this light emits out of their hand. Right.
Well, in Qigong, this is closed. This is the palm, when it's tight open like this, that's closed. You're blocking energy from emanating. And
but when it's
softened, you're sending energy.
And that's all those Kuan Yin pictures. Her hands are always soft.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, did you guys get that? I didn't know that. I'm really excited. That's another piece of the puzzle. So then the other thing that happened to Jesus is they put a nail through his foot, okay? And I get the sense it went through liver 3 to kidney 1, okay? And so kidney 1 is how we bring up that yin energy from the earth. If our kidney 1 is shut down, we're not using the yin energy from the earth. We're relying on the energy.
Physical body.
We're relying on the physical body. And then,
that's what I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though I feel like I'm being forced to be open and receptive,
right?
I think it takes practice, and so right now it's feeling unnatural to me. Even though it feels good, it feels unnatural because I think I mostly try to make it happen,
right?
Make it happen,
right,
rather than allow it to happen.
And so when if we can look at these next 3 days. Good Friday, I don't get that. Well, then I should go, okay, his light body started to get activated that day. It was a good day. So the last thing that they did, there was something about vinegar and water. The Roman gave him vinegar and water to on a sponge or something, and then shoved the spear of destiny into his liver.
They called it the spear of destiny?
Yeah. That's what Hitler was looking for it. So anyway, so the spear of destiny, this is just me making stuff up again.
And she's doing it in my body.
So, but I'm helping you. So then he shoves the sword, the spear of destiny, into his liver, up to his heart.
Oh, God, that's a direct connect.
And so in Chinese medicine, it is the liver energy, like the archetypal energy of the liver, that accesses our piece of the divine plan, that's stored between the heart and the lungs. So his destiny, he goes, oh, God, Father, why have thou forsaken me, right?
Forsaken.
All right, so how would you like a spear up your liver? So, we laugh about this stuff and it grounds us, by the way. Okay, so, boom, liver opens up that chamber where that truth, the divine plan, is held. So his destiny, he goes, oh, this, I get this gig. I am here on the day of the Passover. On the day of the Passover, there was an eclipse that day.
Is there an eclipse today?
Tomorrow. But I think it was a solar eclipse, not a lunar eclipse. So, and then he dies, theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because of our Christian beliefs, we think you die, you're dead. But really, we don't. We forget that in the spring, in the fall, we think, oh, my God, all those trees are dead. And then in the spring, boom, they blast out using the energy of the liver. And according to the tree livers, according to the story, and I don't know if it's in the Bible or I read it and I believe it, but he goes into the underworld for 3 days.
Yes.
So he dies and he goes into the underworld. And in Chinese medicine, they say that when we die, our po, which consists of fear, anger, grief, sadness, anxiety, joy. There's another one.
Fear, anger, worry.
When we die, our po, which is our yin essence, goes out of our anus, goes back to the core of the earth, and then cycles out. If we die a death where we have some of that po that stick, it doesn't make it all the way back to the center of the earth. So Jesus, according to the world, according to Velvet, goes into the underworld to collect his po, any parts of him that he never processed.
Whoa.
Okay. This is a really good story. Okay. I also think, because I think he was also Osiris in another lifetime,
Osiris.
He went down there to get his penis, too.
Basically putting back together the parts of himself that had been lopped off. From whatever.
For lifetimes. Because, you know, some people say that that was that soul's last incarnation in the wheel of karma. So we have the opportunity to die, so to speak, to our old self, go in the underworld, pick up all of our pieces that we've left from lifetimes of karmic experiences where we never let emotion or energy flow, come out on Sunday fully embodying our light body. And I don't know if we do it cyclically. Every year we have the opportunity to do it deeper and deeper. I feel like this year is huge.
I'm so grateful that I walked in here today because it definitely is helping me figure out, like, oh, wait, this is all part of this is the cyclical thing. That is the nice thing about the change of the seasons. Like, if we can tap into that.
Right.
Because each one holds some sort of energetic value for
yeah.
us to be able to do that spiritual work. It, like, holds the space, the energy space for that to happen.
Right.
And this is about renewal and expansion, really.
Yeah. Yeah, because
it's coming out of the underworld.
Right.
But also, so I bet you're getting a lot of people in here today.
Well, I haven't even opened yet, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, and do you need some cash? Okay. So then the other thing about the liver, gallbladder, you know, it's the energy of spring. Okay. The emotion is anger, frustration, impatience, resentment, judgment. Okay.
And I'm not feeling any of those, but I am feeling angsty and just such a huge amount of energy buzzing in my system.
Yes, and so the thing about the spring energy, as I understand the whole Chinese medicine perspective, is we've come full circle, and we need that energy to jump to the next cycle of evolution. So it's not a circular experience, it's a spiral experience. So we are jumping to the next level of our evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I actually had a spiritual 911 yesterday, last night, about this little girl who, she's been sick every 28 days. Hi there. Hiya. We're doing a radio show. You want to be on it? Every 28 days, this little girl would get sick.
Mm-hmm.
She would get a fever. She would get her lung stuff. And I kept going, there's something going on. And
because
it's so cyclical and so tied to the waxing of the moon. Okay. And I felt like there was something that was needed to be pulled out that the moon could help her do, that the moon was trying to help her do. And so her mom has this really interesting modality. I really don't understand it, but I'm really good at asking questions. So what we came up with is that, you know, ghost points. You know about ghost points?
I have heard, yes.
So ghost points are meridian points,
okay,
where energies, entities attack. We got the sense that there was something attached, that her throat chakra had been too open and something attached right there. Okay? And so her mother does this work where she uses frequencies and directs frequencies at specific places in the body, or puts it on water so you get those frequencies in your water. So she muscle tested for which program or frequency it was, and it had something to do with sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
And what we felt like is that she picked it up at school. It was like lice, sort of.
It was like
it was like an energetic entity, like lice, but it served a purpose on some level, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever emotion was trying to get pulled out, her little body couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did is her mother held that point after putting that frequency in, and the little girl had come to Kundalini Yoga, and so I asked the mom if she was to chant a mantra, and the mom said, yeah, she got a yes. And then the mantra that I heard that she was to chant was Wahe Guru, okay? And I've been teaching the kids that if there's ever any dark energy or darkness or fear that they're in, if they chant Wahe Guru, it'll take them from darkness to light. Because that's what Guru means, that which takes us from darkness to light, Guru.
Mm-hmm.
And so the little girl who loves to chant started chanting Wahe Guru, and her mom was chanting while she was holding on this point after she put this blocking the saboteur or sabotage energy in. The woman felt, she said, I don't know what this means. I don't, you might, but I'm not. She said she felt the spine repolarize. The little girl got up, started eating fine, and said, because she started to get an ear thing, and I saw something in her ear, you know, your small intestine meridian ends right there,
mm-hmm.
All right by your ear, that little place in front of your ear. That's the small intestine meridian. The small intestine is about
above the ear.
Yeah.
Right. It's where it sort of sticks out.
Yeah. And so that small intestine meridian, the small intestine meridian helps us to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's also a heart protector, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the heart.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the heart has three protectors. Small intestine, pericardium, and triple heater. Those are the three meridians that protect the heart. And this little girl, after we did, I can't remember what we exactly did with that ear, but it felt like it was a plug that kept her from hearing the Great Mother. She took out the Great Mother, and I don't think, this little girl was pretty sharp, but this little girl said after she felt better, because this little girl came in.
How old was she?
Four.
Four, okay.
And she had all this stuff going on, and she was really angry all day. She was yelling at her dad. It was like she was possessed almost. That's what the mom said. It's almost like she's possessed. And so anyway, after we did this work with her and she chanted Wahe Guru, she told her mom, she goes, Mom, I know where my love muscles are. And she said, my love muscles are in my ear.
Whoa.
And what I'm learning, so let's say somebody comes at you with an intense energy.
Right.
They're attacking you. That attack keeps us from listening to what they're saying.
Yes.
And if we can listen, if we can open our heart, keep all those protector meridians supporting us, we can hear what they say and our heart isn't vulnerable, but we can hear them with compassion.
Mm-hmm.
I've experienced an inability to hear somebody when I feel like I'm being attacked. And so I miss the whole opportunity of the exchange because I don't know how to hold when somebody else is angry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think one of the opportunities of this season is anger isn't going to kill us if we know how to hold it.
Right.
Because otherwise I think anger is one of the things that really, like, it darts into the pericardium. It's like poison.
Mm-hmm.
If it gets into the heart. That's why it's really important that the triple heater and the pericardium and the small intestine are all functioning. Because if you can really listen to somebody, you're not going to take their anger personally.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of information there in there too, because I think that people have this unexpressed anger because they feel unheard or unseen. And so the only time that they actually get to express that experience is when they get to express it and it comes out in an angry sort of way.
Right.
And so if we can, the person who's experiencing the anger coming towards them doesn't take it personally, you can usually hear what this person, especially if you can ask questions,
right,
and not get defensive in response. Right. Like, if you get defensive, that just up-levels everything until
right.
nobody can hear anything.
Right.
Versus, I want to hear what you're saying. I need to ask more questions to get more clarity.
Yeah, and I think the energy of anger, we're all going to be given the opportunity to listen.
You have to go,
mwah. Okay, well, I guess I'm just going to talk to myself for the next.
I love it. We'll do this again.
Yes.
Bye.
So we have about 9 minutes, so we are going. Bye. I love you. Have a great trip. Do you want to say anything?
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Do you want to say anything?
No, not really.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
All right. Well, I guess I'm here all alone. Well, actually, I'm never alone in the store. Okay. So the other, I guess all of this leads us to the point that this is a big weekend and we have a great opportunity at this time to let the energy of this powerful full moon, solar eclipse, support us in releasing, in feeling, in letting go of all of the things that we've been holding, that we've been trying to hold in our bodies. Some of us are holding for the collective. That's what this little girl was, according to when her mother tested. She was holding this for the collective. This is also something that we hold for our ancestors. And some of the work that I have done with people, we hold this energy, this emotional karmic energy in our bodies, this Po, you might say, crystallized Po, crystallized poop, I guess. We hold that in our bodies, and we helps us stay more grounded. Or actually, it's not about being grounded. It helps us be more 3D. How, let's say that. Because I think we now, it's time to be grounded in, you know, some of the, from a woo-woo perspective, grounded in the earth in a fifth dimensional way. And there are some people that interpret the fifth dimension as there is still the yin-yang forces, but they are integrated. And integrated means that we are whole, that there is no battle within us. There's no attempts by our feminine or our masculine energies to oppress the other. And so as we, oh my gosh, look, we've got people in for this. We got people in the store. I'm right. I don't know. I'm in the middle of a radio show. You want to be on my radio show? You don't? Okay, come on in. Well, we have a very special guest who I haven't seen in forever. He's grown about 2 feet, I think. Do you want to say your name?
Lucas.
So, Lucas, how have you been?
Good.
What have you been up to?
Nothing much.
No?
Just soccer practice.
Yeah, he's, how old are you now?
11.
Wow, really getting big. It's so good to see you. So, Lucas, I'm trying to remember how long Lucas has been coming in here. How old are you? Do you remember? Were you that old? I thought you might have even been younger. Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. So Lucas and I go way back. He's one of my kids that I haven't seen in person here forever. But he's a busy soccer player, and that's really good. It keeps him active and keeps all that energy moving. So I think, because I have my special guest here, is there anything you want to say about the world, how you're doing, what you think's happening out there?
No.
No, you don't have anything to say? Okay, well, I'm going to end this show a few minutes early because I got to catch up with Lucas, okay? He's one of my guys. Okay, this is Velvet reporting live from planet Earth. Over and out. One last thing. If you have a Kundalini experience, get grounded, open your heart, feel your feelings, let the emotions move, And then, as far as I know, when we allow it, nobody ever dies from feeling an emotion. I think what kills us is when we don't. Okay. Happy day.